This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your stock markets, you got your futures markets, you got your markets. But it turns out one of the world's most important carbon trading platforms is in some trouble. Prices on European carbon exchanges fell off the table yesterday, at one point down 40%, which kind of bodes ill for market-based approaches to fighting climate change, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now from the Sustainability Desk.
In Europe, it now costs $5.50 to spew a ton of carbon dioxide. That is a bargain. And to many Europeans, it's also a problem. It makes life easy for the polluters. In Europe's carbon market, pollution permits get cheap as the economy sags. If you make less and you shop less, you burn less energy. Here's economist Gilbert Metcalf at Tufts University.
We're using less coal, we're using less oil, natural gas, then we're not releasing as much carbon dioxide into the air.
So, less demand for carbon permits, and there may be an oversupply as well. To Metcalf, the effect of this is to stall green innovation. Forget fossil fuels for a second. Say you want to get rid of something else. Pencils.
If there's some policy reason why we should be substituting away from pencils towards pens, then we want to make sure that the price of pencils doesn't drop, that it hinders this transformation that we're trying to bring about.
Some European leaders want to intervene and push up carbon prices, but it's a fight. If prices fall towards zero, the market could be seen as irrelevant. Energy economist Danny Ellerman teaches in Florence at the European University Institute.
Everybody looks at the European experience, and that is by far and away the biggest system. If it fails, that will discredit cap-and-trade systems significantly.
Newer cap-and-trade markets in California, Australia, and China are watching closely. Metcalf over at Tufts thinks there's a cleaner way to the future, taxing carbon, which is getting attention in the States as we talk tax reform. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.